In the studio now I have Aoife Dunn and Oscar Leonard from Seen Not Heard. How are you?
Hi.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get a bit of background because you've been with them longer, Aoife. Tell me how you got involved with them.
Basically, I heard about Seen Not Heard in the Temple Bar Cultural Trust newsletter, so I decided I'd go check it out, and here I am now. So,
okay, what impressed you about it, though, and said, I want to be a part of that?
Well, I've got nothing to do for the summer, so I was like, I might as well go do something. But, yeah, I really wanted to meet people with the same interests, so, yeah.
But you had you'd done a lot of stuff already, and you're into the acting, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sort of into the acting. With Seen Not Heard, I got a 10-week course with the Gaiety School of Acting, which was really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of surprised, though, because I really adapted to different situations. And with acting, you're put in really awkward situations, and you have to get the best out of yourself. And, yeah, it was really fun.
Okay, I remember one of the girls from Seen Not Heard, I think it was about a month ago, I had her, and she had done some acting classes as well. And she was, the old myth, you know, you're brought in, you have to pretend you're a tree. Did that happen?
No, I mean, you have to change from character to character and, you know, change your scenarios and everything. That's part of what you do. But it's definitely confidence building and you learn more about yourself and how to express certain emotions and stuff.
Were you thrown in into any impromptu situations? Right, there's the two of you now.
That's exactly what we had to do. And I was there like, oh my God, what am I going to say? And then you had to, someone says something, you have to kind of bounce off them and build a story. And yeah, it was a really good one.
I always find that strange that people react like that. No, I'm not into the acting. But if you went to a party, especially when you don't know anybody and you happen to be invited, and the person that has brought you to the party disappears, I mean, you go in the door and you're just left standing there. That's an improv. That's real. Okay, I'll move over to you, Oscar, now. Tell me how you got involved.
I heard about it through my girlfriend and immediately latched on to the idea because, I lost my job and was very interested in getting into doing something for the summer, and Seen Not Heard presented an opportunity to get involved in culture at a local level with people my own age who are interested in the same things, and it's hard enough to find people like that in an organisation who will, you know, accommodate your interests like that.
So what was your first impression when you went in?
I was very impressed at the... how Emer, our sort of director, I suppose, interacted with the members. There was no difference between them because of age. Emer's an adult, you know, we're all teenagers, 16, 17, whatever, and everyone was just involved as much as possible. There was it wasn't patronising like some kind of summer camp. It was just a...
Yeah, it seems like there's an immediate kinship the minute you walk in the door. Would that be true to say?
Yeah, no, I think... there's a lot of us there now. It's about 30 of us now. It's a load of them. And, Emer has definitely done a good job. And we're all quite good friends at this stage, you know, because we all have the same interests. And it's hard to find people like exactly like yourself that are interested in the same things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you were involved in 50 People, One Question.
Yeah.
Tell me a short film, what was that about?
Basically, we went out around Temple Bar and asked 50 people the same question. And we were being filmed. The question was, what makes you instantly smile? Mm-hmm. And basically we filmed it, we put together a short clip, edited it. There's a teaser online if you want to go see it on it's the Seen Not Heard Facebook page. And it was really good. It's going to be shown tomorrow night at the Acoustic Night at 7.
Okay, and whereabouts is that going to be? It's
in the Culture Box.
Culture Box, okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. And that, okay. So whose idea was this to do this type of thing?
The 50 People, One Question.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was Ailish's idea, another girl from Seen Not Heard.
And what was your part in it? Did you act in it or was you being seen?
No, I basically went and fetched the people and brought them to... It's like real life people and they just answer the question. It's real on the spot quite, yeah.
Okay, something like what I do. Okay, and so what sort of things that will you be doing in the future? Have you got any idea or are you allowed to sort of free flow and whatever sort of thing?
Yeah, you're able to... If you have got an idea, if you want to go somewhere, you basically just talk to Emer and... she goes ahead and organises it because I came with this idea of I wanted to go around and go to all the vintage shops in Temple Bar because I'm really interested in clothing and basically interview them and see what their life is like, what their customers are like, and I'm going to do that in August, so that'd be fun.
Oh, and you're going to keep on the acting as well, of course. Yeah. Okay. Oscar, now you're not with you're about a week with them now, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, but you're with a band.
We're called the Boxing Plot. We're a four-piece indie band from all over Dublin, Clontarf, Churchtown, Ranelagh, wherever. And we're We were struggling a little with finding, you know, finding a crowd, finding gigs, and See Not Heard's presented this amazing opportunity to communicate our music to the right people, and the very accommodating setting. They've already a week in, and they have already given us a gig. It's the acoustic night on Saturday tomorrow.
Okay.
At 7.
I'm just interested to feel what I mean. You were mentioning there about what Seen Not Heard is doing to the large extent, but also you want to feature a program in some way and investigate the problems with a young band trying to get a break in any sense of the word. Yeah. What sort of obstacles have you come up against? I mean, forget about the part about a crowd. I mean, you need a venue to get a crowd, and if you're good enough, I mean, if your music is not good, you won't get a crowd, but if it's good, you'll get a crowd. But it's getting the venue and all the complications with that. So what have you found so far?
Well, there's one man who I won't name who's presented an obstacle to many bands kind of historically for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And there's guys like him who will organise gigs and get you to pay basically for the privilege of playing in this.
Well, I've been saying that, Oscar, for the past 30, maybe 40 years. I've been complaining about that, and every time I get a young band and I ask them, have things changed since the 70s?
No, not at all.
So you still pay to play, which is ridiculous.
And they'll make you pay to play, and then you can't, of course, you try to get people to come to make back the money, but no one will come because it's in this terrible little bar in the back yards of wherever.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah.
And you'll have 40 bands on in one day or whatever, and you'll get like 10 minutes on the stage. It's just awful. You know, you can't.
So what you want to do is to make a program about that type of thing, and maybe see can you find some way of breaking through that barrier. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, if we can get together bands from all over Dublin and just can all talk and figure out what are the problems at the heart of it, and how we can make it sort of a better base for bands to are good enough to start off.
Okay. But maybe if it could be approach some of the bands, or see me, so yeah, well, approach some of the bands as well, and start off maybe acoustically, but go to some pubs that don't normally have music and approach them and say, this is what you want to do. We don't want any money. We'll play. But if we're successful, maybe you can pay us then. But we'd see how it goes, and maybe they'd be happy to get people in to listen to you. Maybe that's one way of looking at it. But I'd be interested in getting you back in a few months' time and seeing how you get on, because it is something that I've been complaining about really and truly for about 30, 35 years, that paying to play is just not fair. It's not fair. Especially with some of the play. I mean, you mentioned the pokey place, but some of the bigger places, they charge a phenomenal amounts to use the PA. And you're talking in the hundreds, so it's not fair. So this is some of the projects, Aoife, that you'd be doing as well. Well, not that, but something similar as well. Investigative journalism as well. That's what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I've done a lot of stuff with Seen or Heard. I went to see Perv in the Peacock a while ago. I also am just back from Cork with a couple of other Seen or Heard-ers. We went down to the Westlife concert and to do an art installation down there, and we were filmed by Think House, which is a load of fun. Anya came up with the idea of a soundscape, which is basically, you know, like the visual vibrations of music, and we projected that onto a canvas and we drew it out, and it was amazing. It looks really good. It should be on YouTube soon.
Okay, and this was inspired by Westlife.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a fan?
No, not at all. It was a toughie.
Because most of the time they don't even write their own music.
Yeah, exactly. They were singing Lady Gaga at the concert. I was like, get me out of here.
So that's what I was thinking, you know. I think it was Take That, actually. We did The Fields of Athenry. I'm going,
yeah, why? Yeah.
What's going on? So it'd be hard. It's hard to do something and sort of justify it by saying Westlife music.
Yeah, it is.
Is there anything about Seen Not Heard that surprised you when you went in?
Yeah, basically what Oscar said about Emer, we're all kind of one, you know, we all just think of our ideas, we do them. She gives us so much stuff, so many opportunities that we wouldn't have been able to do if we weren't with Seen or Heard, like going down to Cork, doing the art installation, and Think House, that's quite a good like production, so that was great. So yeah, she made a lot of opportunities.
And one thing, Oscar, getting back maybe a bit deeper into it, but it's very hard to get the young men involved in things like this. So do you find now it easier as a young man, and some of your peers that will go in as young men, mixing with the girls and getting involved with things? Do you know what I mean? Like it's even as they get older, it's hard to get us blokes to get involved in that. So do you find it easier with Seen Not Heard?
Yeah, I do, because it's not... There's no elitism in it. You could just get right in. And I mean, I've only been to one meeting so far because I haven't been a member that long, and I already feel like I'm fully involved in it. And you know, I was looking for something to do, and it just provides this. It's not there's no stress or strain. It's what you want to do whenever you want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I've just found that very attractive.
So, what sort of, like, if you could bring me back? I had some people in before, but I can't remember. Is there a limited time you can only spend with them, or can you go in and out as you please? And what way does it work like that?
No, like, you can come to any meetings that you're available for, and you can stay as long as you want.
Over a period of years, as a matter of fact. Okay. And is there any way of, when Gideon, if you learn something enough that you can come back? I think there was an actress actually involved in it that was in a play recently, so it's sort of coming back to me now. So you can, are there sort of higher-ups and peers that do the teaching and help people through it?
No, it's just basically we're all just the same. We all just go to do different events and we talk to each other about what we've done and how we felt it went. And then our stuff is online at templebar.ie if you want to check that out. So, yeah, we just basically, it's all just the same. There's no teachers or...
And can you crisscross for each other? For instance, if you were doing something and someone either wanted to come in, whichever, you saw something, you said, oh, I want to get involved in that. Do you crisscross like that as well?
Yeah, you can, like, there can be loads of people from Seen and Heard going to one thing or...
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe, Oscar, you could learn to... I know you're a guitar player. I would have asked you to play today, but you were out on the tiles last night. The throat is a bit rough, so I won't put you through that. So maybe you could learn a few Bob Teats and some of them to play your guitar in there. There you go.
Yeah.
I got your job already. Okay, so you're having this showing tomorrow night, Aoife. So tell us about that again.
It's acoustic night on tomorrow night at 7 in the Culture Box. And we have Harry and Alfie, the Buskers, are playing. We have Traz. We have Oscar's band, The Boxing Plot, playing. And, I'm doing the decoration for the venue, and it's almost done. Got a couple of bits to do. I'm going to IKEA after this to buy the rest of the lights. but it's free also, so anyone can come along. It's good. It's going to be good.
You're going to IKEA to buy the stage, is that?
The lights, and we have the stage. The stage is sorted.
Okay. And again, sort of just remind me where it is. Yeah.
The Culture Box.
The Culture Box. And what's next for you, Oscar?
Well, me and the lads are going to be playing at the Culture Box tomorrow, and we're hoping to really network at that after we play, get a few more fans, get some people interested, and then take it from there, just try and get any gigs possible.
Well, okay, as I said, I hope to have you in a couple of months' time and tell me how you get on with your findings when you investigate and do your little bit of journalism, find out a band, and maybe you can find a way through all of this bands being made to play. Pay to play. Anything else you want to get off your chest before I let you go? I've seen or heard. Do you want any more information that you're going to be doing in the future?
I say just check out our blog at templebar.ie. We've got loads of stuff up there. There's more reviews coming in, more radio interviews, anything. And even you can join. It's free to join as well if you just contact Emer at Templebar. Mm-hmm.
And yourself, do you have a website for the group?
Yep, you can find us on Facebook. We should have some videos up on YouTube soon. It's The Boxing Plot, everyone.
It says pot.
It says, a lot of people say pot, some people say club. It's okay. But The Boxing Plot.
Plot. Incidentally, Aoife, favourite actress? I know it's a corny question, but
I don't really see. I'm not really an actress. I'm more a singer, dancer, musician. Okay. But I'm not really into the actress. I wouldn't know, like.
Okay, well,
that's actresses, but yeah.
On the other side of it, then, is anyone, when you listen to music, anyone you admire that there's an all rounder like that?
Like a musician? Yeah. I love Florence and the Machine, or Paloma Faith, or Amy Winehouse, and Ellie Goulding. That kind of.
Okay. Well, listen, the best of luck to both of you, and I hope to have you both
thank
in
you.
Again soon. And good luck with that tomorrow night in Temple Bar. But thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you so much.
Thanks.